Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I might swerve in that corner.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay.
See, we're full service, 670 The Score station.
Afternoons on The Score.
And what specifically about Pop helped you?
I mean, he challenged me beyond my imagination on and off the court to develop, to be a better individual. But on the court, you know, he just brought a lot of things out of me that I didn't know was in there at that point in my career, you know. And I gotta give so much credit to him for that, because, you know, he took that stance the first day I came to San Antonio, and it did so much for me to be the player I am now.
Well, that's beautiful to hear DeMar DeRozan right there talking about Greg Popovich like that, because Pop, as a dude, seemingly just remarkable. Having read a lot about stuff that has gone on in San Antonio, you know, a charity center that he dreamed of, conceived, designed, and built, that is doing unbelievable things there. 26 years as the coach of the Spurs, announced today that he is going to be moved to team president. He's done as a coach after what appears to have been a stroke of some kind last year during the beginning part of the season. So rough stuff. And certainly one of the greatest NBA coaches of all time. So all respect to Pop as a dude and as a coach, but it got us thinking about that. And we keep thinking about it, at least I do anyway, across a lot of different sports. But let's stick to the NBA right now. I've got some thoughts. But Mark Grody, what are your thoughts on Greg Popovich? 26 years, won, I believe, 5 titles in a 9-year span.
Yeah, you can't deny that. I'll take a little bit of exception to the great guy part. I mean, he was kind of a tool to reporters for a long time, and I know it became a joke, but remember how rude he could be to the sideline reporters at NBA games during games, like, and he made it into a funny thing, so I'm not letting him slide on that stuff. But yeah, undeniable when you're a 5-time champion, but he was one of those coaches in the category of unbelievable luck with the players that he had on his watch, from Tim Duncan to Kawhi Leonard to
Manu Ginobili,
Tony Parker, all of those guys. So it gets,
even David Robinson, Sean Elliott,
so he has been blessed. Now again, there is something to getting groups of players like that over the top to actually win titles,
and some of those players, especially the young ones like Parker, he developed into becoming what he became.
Got to give him credit for that, no doubt about it. But it does make it fuzzy in terms of how good of a coach was he really. I mean, that we heard DeMar DeRozan coming in. Unfortunately, I love the relationship those guys had, but he was part of the Kawhi Leonard trade. That's a bad moment for the organization, losing Kawhi Leonard along with Danny Green. So you're still left with some good players like LaMarcus Aldridge on that roster, but there's the correlation with the downfall, if you want to call it that, of this version of the Spurs. All of a sudden, the cupboard is finally empty, and the coach doesn't look so good anymore.
Yeah, and things have been have been bad in terms of the win losses until Wembanyama gets there, and then now Wembanyama with the blood clots and stuff like that. Yeah, you know, I understand completely what you're saying. It's five titles in a 9-year span, all of them with Tim Duncan. So it's not like, for instance, Phil Jackson had two three-peats with superstars, obviously, here in Chicago, and took over when the team was kind of mostly built, but does deserve credit. Then goes to LA and gets three titles with Shaq and Kobe. But then he also gets two more titles with Kobe and Pau Gasol. So that, to me, that's already a differentiator, especially the Pau part, because as great as they were, it's a different, very different kind of player, different kind of style, a little bit. I mean, still triangle, but anyway, it's like fitting the pieces in, and Pau is very different than Shaq. So I give him some more credit in that way, in terms of like being able to get it done with great players, but at least different styles.
I'll also give him 1994 with the Bulls when Jordan was gone, and they should have, if it had not been for Hugh Hollins, the Bulls should have been in the Eastern Conference Finals that year. And who knows, may have gone on to meet probably the Spurs? Would it have been the Spurs that year?
If they would have gotten past,
they still had a ways to go.
It was the Rockets.
Of course, Hakeem Olajuwon and that version of the team. But I'm thinking too, like even guys like Steve Kerr. Like all of a sudden, Steve Kerr has just been powerless once the and I know that they've been good, but like the breakup of that team, all of a sudden it's like Steve Kerr. Like everybody, the greatest coach, all of a sudden he doesn't quite look so powerful. Bill Belichick.
But some of it though, Belichick, of course, we're crossing sports. Let's stay in the basketball for 1 second.
Okay.
Some of it is the happenstance of what you have, the good fortune or the lack of good fortune if you're just a coach. But you know, it's interesting things like Pat Riley won Coach of the Year for three different franchises. Only guy ever to do that. Lakers, Knicks, and Heat.
That's pretty good.
That's impressive, right?
Yeah.
How about this one? I was looking around at some of this stuff. Don Nelson won 300 games, I believe, with three different franchises.
Golden State.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Uh-huh.
And Dallas Mavericks.
Yes, yes.
So that's pretty amazing that he was that good for that long with three different places. I kept looking around. Made the playoffs. I think Dr. Jack Ramsey made the playoffs with four different teams. Okay. Larry Brown? Anybody want to guess how many different teams Larry Brown made the playoffs with in NBA history?
I'm going to say, since you said it like that, five?
Eight.
Wow.
Dude took eight teams to the playoffs.
Well, he was just such a great, like, you listen to that guy talking about basketball. Billy Donovan, it's great hearing Tim talk about basketball. Larry Brown talks circles around Billy Donovan.
But the same kind of like NBA lifestyle.
Similar.
Lifer. But Larry Brown would just like, just leave and go places. I mean, like when Patino does it again with St. John's here, you're like, oh my God, that dude, he just freaking builds and builds and builds. And then it might blow up, but everywhere he goes, he builds. There's something incredibly awesome. Like Larry Brown deserves comment in these conversations.
How about somebody like this is he's not historic by any means, but like let's say 3 or 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when Pop was still Pop, would you have rather had Popovich as your head coach or Eric Spoelstra as your head coach? Which one, like you think of Phil Jackson versus Eric Spoelstra, who to me is like one of the best coaches in the league, even though he doesn't have quite the resume.
Yeah, Spoelstra is real good though. We got to a finals with Butler.
Yeah.
And he also, of course, got it done with his big three of Braun and Wade and
Bosh. Yeah,
Bosh.
Right, so that has to be mentioned. Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Yeah, for sure. And he took over when, you know, Pat kicked himself upstairs, and and that was that. Or was it Stan Van Gundy? Yeah. Was it Stan Van Gundy?
Was it Stan?
No, see, I always mix it up because Van Gundy was the coach of the Heat when Shaq and D-Wade were there. And then he got kicked out to go spend more time with his family.
Ah, yes, the family sentence.
So Pat Riley could take over.
You shall leave now. Your sentence is 3.5 years with your family unless there's good behavior.
I'm not going to quarrel with you on Pop as a bad guy because he treated sideline reporters poorly.
I don't know if he's a bad guy. I'm just saying I'm not going to, like, put the halo over his head.
Well, but we don't. It doesn't have to be one or the other. We don't have to go to, like, complete extremes.
Exactly.
Because he also had a sense of humor about what a tool he was, to your point.
Well,
he made it
eventually
a bit.
He did. Eventually, made it. You know, it's like Marshawn Lynch, kind of, right? Like, he was kind of a tool to the media, and then he made a bit out of it, and now he's living off of it. Exactly. So, but you got to remember that it started from him doing stuff. Like, you asked those sideline reporters about it. I don't think they thought it was very funny.
I understand. How about this? I saw this today as well. There are five coaches who played directly for and or coached under Greg Popovich, okay? Will Hardy, Steve Kerr, Doc Rivers, Quinn Snyder, Ime Udoka, right now. There are three others who just got fired during the year. Mike Brown, Mike Budenholzer, Taylor Jenkins, who also coached for Popovich.
Wow.
That's eight. There's two more that were Popovich assistants while he was with USA Basketball. So that's 10. There are 10 coaches in the NBA who were Greg Popovich assistants.
That is an NBA tree. We do that so much with the NFL, but my God, that's pretty amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, you get touched by the angel of Popovich, and you may now become a head coach. You might get fired, but, you know, you will be a head coach.
Yeah. All right, so I asked you before the show, as we were talking about this and kicking around, who I might reference as the NFL version or the NFL head coach who doesn't get enough conversation as the greatest of all time.
Yes, and you said you're not going to give it up to us. So now we are going to hear it. So it's obviously not Bill Belichick.
It is not.
Because that's, of course, that's the go-to. That's the reflex when we talk about GOAT currently for NFL. Spiegel, will you reveal to all of us, because I see Sean Sears over there, Alex Kuhn. We've been sweating waiting for this.
Yeah, I'll do it after the break. So which NFL
hell?
Coach am I thinking? And actually, there's two. I think there's two that don't get enough mention.
Are they currently coaching, or do you not want to give that up?
Keep listening to 670 The Score. We'll discuss this next.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.